Go on.
Hey, everybody, you're back with Dave and Ed, and this is Real Talk with G.
No, it's not. It's episode 13 of To the Death podcast.
Should we have skipped number 13 and just gone to 14?
They really do that in real life.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
No.
No. All right. This is episode 13 of To the Death podcast. This was a very exciting week for me. I had the honor of meeting my number two fan, Daddy.
John Galante.
And he likes when I call him Daddy. He said so.
No, he doesn't. He's standing right in front of us right now eating a Boston cream donut and drinking coffee.
And I see where Ed gets it from now. Daddy weighed in at 215. Ed weighed in at 213.
I can't believe it said that much.
You're fat.
I know, but 213, I've been working out 4 days a week for the past 2 weeks.
Sure you have. Everyone that's listening right now that knows you believes that.
It's
100%.
It's got to be muscle. I put muscle on.
Yeah, you put muscle on. Sure, a lot of muscle. How many donuts did you eat last night?
No, I had one this morning.
One donut. That's what did it. It was the donut.
Well, I ate a lot of pizza last night.
There you go. Welcome to what I'm dealing with
here.
Are
we going to talk about the podcast that we're doing?
We're going to get to that. Why? You're like, we're going to do 15 minutes.
I never said 15, that.
Yes, you did.
Not this one.
We're going to do 15-minute intro, 15-minute outro. Here I am trying to talk, and you're cutting me
go
off.
Go ahead. Give me
Daddy, something. What do you think? He always cuts out the best parts of this podcast because it makes him sound foolish. What happened to you this week? You're falling apart.
My dad's in town. And we're hanging out. Is that all right with you? He lives in Florida. I see him twice a year.
I told you, this is the only reason that I'm going to forgive it, but you better get your crap and gear in order. Whatever the saying is. Somebody help me.
All right. So today we talked to Gary, right?
Oh, yeah. Gary. Gary Fernandez of Final Round Health and Fitness. Gary is awesome. I'm glad that Ed introduced him to me. He's extremely motivated, and I love being around him. I feel like it rubs off on me.
And he said so many nice things about me only, not you.
I'm pretty sure that's not what happened.
Yeah,
oh, by the way, did you take the personality test?
I don't care about a personality test.
This is part of the stuff that we talked about with Gary.
Yeah, but what's the meat of it? What did we really talk about? He did a little team meeting for us to show us how to be better at podcasting.
And you did nothing he suggested. Thanks for all your cooperation.
You're the one who said that you don't want to have more meetings. You had the one.
I didn't want to have meetings on the podcast.
It was an introduction meeting so other people could see what a successful...
Thankfully, we diverted the topic.
Who's we?
Me.
Yeah, you. I wanted to keep going into it. I was learning.
No, the episode turned out to be pretty entertaining, but the meeting part was not good for the podcast.
You can't say that.
I just said it.
Yeah, I know, but that's stupid.
I don't think people wanted to hear about us arguing about how little I do and how much you do.
You just don't like to hear it in real time.
I say it all the time.
Yeah, no,
I don't care.
No, you care.
I don't
care.
That's
why you don't like hearing it.
Keep doing more.
No, I'm doing less now.
You're not going to do less because we already have a breakdown. You'll hear about it in the episode. That's what we agreed on. Do your part.
Can we get into it?
Yeah. Are we talking about the episode?
The episode. Can we, like, take a listen now?
Oh, you just want them to listen? I want to keep talking, Ed. I missed you. I haven't seen you all week because you don't train.
We'll do it in the outro. I trained the other day.
Okay, fine. Listen to this episode with Gary Fernandez. Where's he from, Ed?
Oh, we didn't even talk about Gary, though.
Where's he from, Ed? Give him a little plug.
Okay, Gary. Wait, where is he born?
No, I don't care where he's born. Why are we interviewing him?
Why are we interviewing him?
Because he's a fantastic entrepreneur.
Right, right, right.
And?
And a great person.
And he's a fitness coach,
business owner,
gym owner, Final Round Health and Fitness, and podcast host, Real Talk with G.
Right, he started his podcast, not because of us, but we inspired him to start it.
We've inspired a few people, actually.
There we go.
Messages on all the people we are inspiring.
Yeah, so, all right, Gary, real quick. Gary, I know Gary since 2012. He was a white belt, and he came to train at Yanni's, and he loved my teaching so much that we started training together privately where he would train me to get in shape, and then I would train him in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
What happened to that? His Jiu-Jitsu continued, but your shape just got rounder.
Well, he opened his gym. Now he has a family. He's a busy man. He doesn't have time. He's barely training now.
I had something, but I lost it.
Anyways, Gary is a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu right now, but he's a black belt at life, and that's why we have him on this podcast.
And we hope you enjoy.
That's it?
You said you wanted to get into the episode.
No, but you have to say something nice about Gary, too.
I already did.
What was it?
He's a fantastic motivator.
Okay.
I love being around the guy because I feel it rubs off on me.
No, you just want to ride his coattails like you ride mine.
Ride yours?
Yeah.
You're taking me right down to the gutter. You guys hear Ed's motivation?
I hope you guys enjoy. This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 13. So normally we always try and keep things positive, but Gary, I listened to your podcast, which is, give me the name again.
Are we recording?
The name. What's the name again?
Real Talk with G.
Real Talk with G. You got to put that thing right next to your face.
Right here?
Real Talk with G. So I listened to your podcast, and I had a little bit of feedback, and I text you, and nothing.
Did you? When did you text me?
I don't know. You want me to find the date? I can look on my phone and find
what number. What number do you have for me?
He gave you his fake number.
No.
Text me. We've conversed with this number.
Then you definitely didn't send me a text.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You're not going to tell him the number on the thing here.
I'm not going to tell him the number. God. Keep talking, Ed.
All right, here we go.
While I do this.
Can I just introduce? Oh, well, actually, we did the introduction.
Real Talk with G. Right here. It says delivered, too. I'm going to give you the number right now.
Go ahead.
I can't believe this is how this is starting. All right.
3288.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ghosted. Thanks a lot.
Bro, you didn't text me. I would have definitely
texted you. Hey, can't wait for the next episode. Right there.
No,
June
not,
10th
bro.
At 2:18 p.m.
No, you did not. Hold on. All right. All right. Listen, if I accidentally did not answer you, I apologize.
Just tell him you're ignoring him.
No. In all fairness.
Listen, Yanni.
All right, there we go.
Yanni stopped listening to him already.
But look, I don't have any other messages from you. This is the first one I got
listen,
from you.
You erased them.
I never erased my. I can't. When you run a gym like when you run a gym, you can't. Delete your text.
You should have all the other texts then about the YouTube channel and monetizing it and everything. But look, there was nothing there.
Well, I got
your
like, phone is new.
This fool Dave. Oh man, facepalm.
I apologize. No. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I told you we like to talk about
positives.
But
Gary,
I had to
shut up.
That's not positive,
Gary.
Well, I appreciate that though. Thank you.
All right,
I appreciate that, man.
Listen, you never have to apologize to him. He is beneath
us. He's a good person. He's the opposite of you, which is why you guys get along. The yin to your yang.
Stop that.
You guys
now.
Should make t-shirts.
You should do.
No, you should make t-shirts.
We have t-shirts.
Yin and yang t-shirts?
No, we don't have that.
Please make that. Please.
Right, so we're
should stay perspective on him. Look, he's ready to kill me.
How are we gonna
MMA fight.
We're never going to get through this.
MMA fight. Go ahead.
Gary, I feel like you rile him up. Like more
I do because
usual.
I like again because Dave is the first person.
All right, well, now that we're talking,
to interact
listen,
with Ed like this.
Gary is a good friend of mine. So Gary, keep the mic in front of your face so I don't have to edit for seven.
Gary is a good friend of mine.
I apologize.
I introduced you to him, Ed.
No, you didn't. So
no, I didn't.
Gary and I met back in 2012 in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He was a white belt, a lowly white belt, and
yes.
I was badass blue belt.
You were four stripes.
Yeah,
no, were you four stripes already?
Again. You can say ass. And. Oh. So Gary used to train me, and I used to teach Gary Jiu-Jitsu, half guard only. And we built this relationship, and I've watched Gary come from the bottom to the top of business. He is our business mentor from now on.
I'm not arguing.
All right, good.
Oh, yeah, he's a great mentor. Great mentor.
Thank
great
you.
Businessman.
Pro bono.
Motivated.
Pro bono.
This is a motivated
you get the,
guy
you get the
you're
boy
listening to here.
My boy discount.
There we go. We were just on your podcast, and this is... came out weeks after.
Yep.
And you are going to give us our first official business, what is it, team meeting?
I'm going to teach you how to run a team meeting. If you're like, if you own a business that has a team, if you're like a partnership, you guys are kind of like a partnership with your podcast.
No, David's beneath
I'm
me.
I'm the host.
He's
the co-host.
But it's a partnership. It's still a partnership. Like if you look at it from a business perspective, you guys have a partnership. You guys have, you know, it doesn't matter who has what role. That is the partnership that was created. So you need to have a team meeting or anybody who has partnerships or a team that is below them or whatever. Like I have a team of trainers. We all got to be on the same page. We do team meetings to discuss things that need to get done for the business. Promotions, jobs, trying to get sponsors. You have to have a list or whatever, create a system. You basically learn to create systems for your business specifically so you run better as a team. And then that way, no matter how much you're doing or no matter how much you're doing, it doesn't matter. That's what you're supposed
to
do.
Let's establish this team meeting then.
Wait,
lead
I,
us.
I
Wait,
feel
gonna,
like this is going to make more work than fun.
But
let's stop right here. This is a humongous problem we have. So now, you think the podcast is fun and funny and positive,
yes.
Right? That's good. That's by design. On the podcast, that's what we strive towards. Positivity, fun,
we do this
banter.
In real life, too.
Too much, though. He plays too much. When it's time to be serious, he doesn't know how to shut it down.
That's
Please.
Because the whole time I'm trying to prop you back up because you're crumbling. You're ready to quit. You're ready to throw in the
Gary,
towel.
Can you tell him there's time to play all right, and there's time for business?
All right, so if you guys had a better understanding of the... This is why you need a team meeting. If you guys had a better understanding of the roles, and as long as you were doing what you were supposed to do and you're doing what you're supposed to do, then there would be less of Ed wanting to feel like he's doing all the work
absolutely.
And wants to quit.
That's absolutely right.
So he doesn't want to quit because of the amount of work he's doing. He wants to quit because he always is feeling like he's failing.
Well, this is part of if you guys had a better structure system, maybe you're not a systems person. I'm not. I had to learn how to be one because otherwise my gym wasn't going to grow. But maybe you're not a systems person, but Ed is. So it's the yin and the yang. You need the two of you.
A different thing.
You need that. So this is something that I learned. This is something that you guys should think about doing, right? When you want to get better at teamwork and finding out, like, again, like Dave doesn't like doing all of the back end stuff. Dave doesn't like doing team meeting because you're not that kind of person. You don't like systems. You don't like that. Where Ed is, right? So you guys should do like a personality test. And there's personality tests. There's two different kinds. There's one that's free that you guys can do. It's called 16 personalities or something like that. It's great for like a business, like somebody who runs a team or whatever to do it, because then it kind of gives you a description of your personalities.
Can we take this test together so we can keep each other honest? So I know it's not cheating on it.
Yes. So you can do that.
You lie to yourself all the time.
So you can do that. And then it also, because based on your personality, certain personalities are always going to be better for certain types of jobs. It kind of gives you a description of like the kind of job you might be really good at because of your personality. So there's one that's free, or there's the Kobe A index. That one you got to pay for, but that one's way more detailed and specific. I did that with my guys so that we could all see everybody's. It gives you like a breakdown of I have mine here somewhere.
I'll tell you what.
It gives you a breakdown.
Why don't you text that information to me?
No, delete Dave's number. You talk to me, Gary.
I'm not even programmed in his phone. I just came up as a random number.
Good.
Because I got a new phone. What's wrong?
You don't carry your contacts? I was never a contact.
It actually didn't.
Gary, stop turning your head that way unless you're going to bring the mic with it. You can bring the mic with it. I'm glad.
This is what it's like to work with.
No,
but I'm glad you're experiencing it.
Gary, we've interviewed a bunch of people, and like I'm scared to tell them because I don't want to disrespect them.
No, I don't care.
I'll disrespect you all day.
No. You see? It's such a jerk, man. There's nothing wrong. Listen, this is a business, right? So there's nothing wrong with giving the person who's coming to talk to you like a something. Not like what to say or anything, but like, you know, hey, these are some topics that we might talk about or whatever, and here are some of the things that we think you should know to help increase the sound of our whatever.
Gary, believe me, I do. And just once they get in the heat of it, they start forgetting and they start going like this and then moving the mic around.
But you just gotta, hey, can you just remember to, you know what I mean?
I just want to back up a tiny bit. You said this is a business. Could you please define business? Would business imply some kind of income? Because this is not a business.
Here's the question. Do you want to make money doing this?
Yes.
So then it's a business. Come on, bro.
Right, you want it's what you want. It's not what's going on. Yeah, we don't make any money because you don't put in enough work.
Bro, when I officially made Final Round Health and Fitness LLC a business, I didn't make any money for a year. $0.
That's what I told him. He's not patient enough.
It doesn't.
I'm not patient.
You know what I'm saying?
We have this conversation all the time. What do I tell you?
Hold on. Did our team meeting even start yet? Can we start the meeting?
No. No, it did not.
Let's start the meeting.
You guys are fine. All right. Hold on. How much space do I have with this?
Can I be the boss?
Oh, he's going to start writing on the board for me?
I need to write on the board.
We got to take a picture of this board at the end.
Yeah.
Dave, remember that. Well, for those that you don't know, Gary runs a very successful gym, Final Round Health and Fitness, located in Little Falls, New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
What, is he a sponsor?
Do you want to be?
I shouted you out, man. What's up?
I know. I'm just kidding. Relax. Always on the defensive. I can't even have a little fun with these guys here.
Gary puts too much time into his business and not enough time into his Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and that's why he'll be a purple belt for life, just like I'm a purple belt.
Bro, it took me 7 years. First of all, it took me 7 years to get my purple belt because
you're at Up Top.
Bro, when I first opened my business, there was like an entire year where I think I came three times. An entire year I came three times because that was like my first year in business. And then after that, like now I'm lucky if I can go to the day class twice a week based on my schedule. So I get at least one. I've been getting one day a weekend at least for the last like 3 years.
And then COVID hit and now no training.
No, none. But you know what I'm saying?
What's your plan when things start opening up? You have a system for coming more than twice a week?
As of now, it depends on the schedule because everybody's, even my schedule changed now because because of COVID, like what I'm doing outdoors and all that kind of stuff. We have virtual classes. So the schedule is completely different than what we used to have.
Are you going
to
continue the virtual classes?
You have to.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to.
I have to continue my virtual
and
classes?
You have to. So here's, okay, you want to, as a business, obviously you need to sustain during this time. You need to try to keep your revenue wherever it is. Some people, when everything's allowed to open, are not going to feel comfortable coming. You have to provide them some type of service. Otherwise, why am I going to keep paying you?
Let's get down to brass tacks here.
So, yes, that is why you would need to run like some type of virtual option, like any business.
Are we in the meeting yet?
No, he's still getting ready for the meeting.
Right,
can you
go.
Be patient for once in your life?
My bad. My bad.
Before we get into this team meeting, you already heard Ed does 97% of the work and I do 3%.
That's a fact.
So now have at it.
All right. So this is the first thing, like system, when you create a system, right? When I first started trying to figure out how to do this stuff, like you're like, oh, systems. You're like, what the hell is a system? A system is what works. It doesn't matter. You just make it up based on your business, right? So here's a simple thing you can do. You have two people on your team. We have Ed and we have Dave.
Just write 97 and 3.
So here's what we're going to do. Now, what we're going to do is list all of the jobs that you have that are necessary for the podcast, everything. And then stuff that maybe you guys have not thought of, I will add to the list. And then we decide who does what. And that is your protocol. Now, from there, you figure out now what does each of these things
Gary,
need to do.
Gary, do you need me to hold the mic in front of your face while you do this?
All right, my bad, dog.
I think you're going to need more whiteboard.
Nah, so let's talk about the jobs.
Don't say it.
So here's what we're going to do. Just one at a time, you're each going to list off a job or something that is necessary for your podcast.
Ed, please go first.
I edit the podcast.
Editing. Okay, editing. So what else?
There's social media marketing.
So social.
That's me.
All right. So with social, we have... What do you have? What's social? What is it?
We have YouTube, we have Instagram, we have Facebook, we have Twitter. What else do we have?
That's it. And the website. Do you call that social media?
Yes.
Yes, the website. Ed doesn't even know how to get on there.
Okay, so you see how like under editing, if only one person, so that's like one of those, so this is something where you need to learn to break things up, right? If editing is only like one person only needs to do editing, or let's just say, right? Then, but social, you have multiple different options for social, and maybe Dave, you take four and Ed does one because of, for whatever reason.
Ed needs like, more work.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, you guys got to figure it out. Like, maybe Ed is better at Twitter, so he should do that.
Nobody's good at Twitter.
Twitter sucks.
All right. All right, I was just trying to give you an example. All right, we got editing, we got social. All right, under social, we listed everything down. What else?
Dave, go ahead.
Marketing, I don't know. Is marketing
under
marketing, social?
We have clips. I make the clips.
Clips?
So marketing is two completely different things, right?
He makes the clips, I post the clips.
You can market multiple ways. So that there's a lot of stuff.
Into the microphone.
There's a lot of stuff that goes under marketing, because marketing is not just something that has to go out there. Marketing can simply be something like referrals.
Merchandise,
referrals, anything.
No, he wanted you to put that up there as its own thing.
No, I don't know. I'm asking him.
All right.
So we can do merch. That's fine.
Guests and the schedule.
So, schedule.
Yes, Dave, you talk to the guests. Great job.
Schedule. What else do you guys do?
That's it. And we talk a lot.
Yeah, what else is there?
Well, you're running a podcast. So again, sponsorships, right? That's not.
Yes.
Yeah, Dave.
You hear that, people?
Sponsors.
tothedeathpodcast@gmail.com.
Sponsors.
What about the website? Oh, you put the website.
Website's up there.
All right, we got it.
This is going to be slow. Are we going to get into it in a minute?
We're into it right now.
This is it? No, I want to argue more.
No,
this is part of it.
We're trying to learn. We're teaching people how to learn.
So this is part of it, right? Like, you guys have to write it down. Like, anything that one of these things could be a meeting all on its own, right? But you're figuring out all the little things. We can add to this list as we go.
You know what? You've convinced me. When you wrote it down like that, it really makes it look like I do a lot.
Nobody's listening to the podcast. Thanks, Dave.
You're not doing a good job, bro.
What do you mean? How many listens is good? We're doing pretty good.
That's one of the problems, Gary, is we don't know how to, gauge how we're doing.
We're doing great.
Well, you have to find a good way to learn to gauge for anything.
What about audience interaction?
There you go. Interact, audience.
There you go. See, I'm smarter than you.
What are you talking about? You put a lizard, something up there that we can't control.
What are you talking about? Whenever you talk to people through comments or
audience interaction does not need to be.
Get them to interact with you.
Yeah, so that's YouTube. You can do that with YouTube because you can have people leave you comments asking
they do,
you.
But not a lot.
That's audience interaction.
Ed'll be in charge of that.
No, you've been doing it already.
What do you mean?
So that's audience interaction is just something, anything that gets them to interact with you by any way, like leaving a comment, they're interacting. That's part of it. So now, okay, Ed, are you okay with doing all of the editing?
Yes.
Okay, so we have editing. So that is your job.
But listen, editing is like a lot of work. I don't think
Dave
understands.
I understand. What is your problem? He likes to remind me of how much work that he does. I know the amount of work you do. All
right.
Get your Haagen-Dazs,
so editing
sit in
out.
Front of the computer, and edit for 12 so, hours. I don't care.
Social media. Social media.
That's me.
You're going to do all of these.
Yes.
Okay, so Dave is social, which is good.
I do them I'm at work.
Now, I feel like these two are a fair even.
Okay.
Even. If he's doing all of this and you're doing all of the editing, even though it takes you a long time, that is fair because this.
He's just not good at it. That's why it takes him so long.
You gotta be kidding me. It's because people like Gary don't know how to keep the microphone in front of their face.
Do you see? This is what happens when you deal with
Ed. I think I've been doing it pretty okay.
Now you're doing
better. Gary, you're trying to help us, and Ed is just
This is my relationship with Ed. Anytime I do well, anytime I do anything remotely well, Ed always finds a way to like yell at me.
Listen, Gary, I don't want your head to get too big. I don't want my head to get too big. Dave's already got the biggest head ever.
This is
why I'm trying to poke holes in his head.
This is why Ed is
7-3.
This is why Ed is the best jiu-jitsu coach ever because he'll never let you feel like a winner. You'll always feel like you're just never good enough, so you try harder. You know what I'm saying?
So wait a second. So you think he's better than Yanni?
No, he never said that.
No. When it comes to somebody like I personally, from just fighting, my fighting background, I need coaches that talk
negative reinforcement.
That talk like almost not down to you, but like they don't really like when my boxing coach gave you a compliment, like it was months.
It's worth more.
Before.
Yeah, it's worth a lot more.
Exactly. And when you feel, you can kind of tell when someone is like, they think you did okay. Whenever he was like, you could tell he was like upset with you. You felt horrible. So you need coaches like Ed.
How do we get Ed to feel horrible about himself? So maybe he can better himself.
Myself. How do you think I pull from my own negative energy and I put it on you?
I can
all
vouch
right,
that.
Let's go
Ed
keep
does
going down
the
list here.
Himself.
Marketing. Neither of us are doing either of that and are no good at it. Continue.
So
let's skip that. All right. One.
So marketing. If you're no good at it, the two of you, then you got to do it together. That's we need to team on this.
We'll have a
both...
meeting about that.
This is the meeting.
No, we're gonna figure out what your job is first.
All right, we're figuring out jobs.
Oh my god.
All right. So you both got that one. Merch.
Merch. I'll do that. We're not having any.
Guests.
That's me.
That's you, Davey boy.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job, actually. It's the one thing Dave's really good at. Because
I have no shame, as
zero.
Ed says. I reach out to everyone.
So you're better suited for that. That's how that works. That's why you take that responsibility.
Sponsors, that's been me.
What do you mean? You've been doing nothing.
I've reached out to 24 people, I think.
How's it going?
We've not gotten a sponsor yet. Maybe it's the podcast. Maybe it's not my pitch.
That's what I'm saying, Gary. I'm thinking negatively.
Nah.
Oh,
Think about giving me that sponsors.
That's me. Because I have no shame.
Hold on. No, this is a
team effort.
Oh, yes.
I hate this.
We can't work well together, though.
Well, you got to learn if you want this to grow. You have to learn,
I'm
my
happy
man.
With the way it is.
Describe the referrals.
Yeah, I don't understand.
So referrals, this for you could just be simple. Like, I guess for podcasts, it would be like trying to get people to shout you out. So like you coming onto my podcast, I am referring my followers or my listeners to your podcast. That's a simple way to do it. Like maybe you could do that with other people who have podcasts and you just shout each other out. Now you're both giving each other referrals.
If we contractually obligate our guests, repost.
No.
Ha!
No.
I said no to that as well, Gary.
No.
No, that was your idea.
No, it was never my idea.
So
no way.
What you could do, I'm going to give that one to Ed only because I know that you probably know more people than he does who
have
podcasts.
True. Oh, well, that podcast, maybe.
Well, this is what this is how referrals work. You got to try to pick up followers.
Ed's apparently
so other
a buddy with
have...
Joe Rogan. They were texting. You told me you were texting.
I was dreaming about that.
Here I am. I thought we were having Rogan on the podcast.
So
you said you were texting
him.
You
guys are funny.
Yeah, topics is both of us, for sure.
And topics.
We have a joint Google thing.
There you go. That's smart, man.
Whose idea was that?
It was my idea. Google Drive is one of my favorite applications.
I don't know if that was your idea.
Do you guys do Google Suite, G Suite?
What is that?
You should look into that. That's probably better than what you're doing.
That's better. That's more on
It probably has more that you can take advantage of
such as
G Suite.
Like you each get, like you guys are probably sharing a drive. You would each get your own drive. Like you guys both have different jobs. So you can each have your own drive and just share what you want with each other.
I'm not sharing anything with him.
Stuff that you need to, like sponsors.
No, then we'll just use the Google Drive.
Just look into it.
Hashtag look into it.
Right, and then
one of the biggest things in podcasting both of you is here. Yes, this audience interaction. How do we get them? They like to listen, and they say like you're doing a good job.
We should do merch giveaways.
I said that to you.
I just said that to you.
Thought of that.
But that's a great way to get them to interact with you. That's like if you guys like. Again, you guys, what you could do, like a side thing, is like review like geese, right? Buy geese from different companies, try them on, roll with them, say what you like about them, what you don't like about them.
Give them away.
Make it an honest review, and then you could, if you find one that you like really liked, you could, you know, offer like one size, like a certain size or whatever, like. For you come up with like a challenge or like some sort of like thing.
Tap Ed. So we have a gi company that Ed really loves. We're not allowed to say their name anymore because they sent us an email requesting that we did not. But
he's making that up.
I totally made that up. But we're not going to say their name anyway because they don't deserve it now.
Why? Why don't they?
I don't know what his problem is. He's just like, he's getting turned down so much that he just can't even take it anymore. They're just ignoring him.
Yeah, they're ignoring me. I haven't been turned down yet. I haven't been answered.
You haven't been answered. All right. So the next part.
What's that saying, Ed? Give me your baseball saying. You can't strike out if you don't swing or something.
That's not what it is.
Say it.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky.
There you go.
That's hockey.
Hockey.
So listen. This is the next step, right? You guys both have a list, and it's like even work. Like even though one might be more physical work, it's still even work with what you need to do and what each side of this. Because you need each side of this to work well for your podcast to grow, right? You just need it. So now what you have to do is figure out, well, what do each of these things need? What do we have to do with each of these things? That's the next step. And you both have to be a part of that because you have to be okay with, like you guys come up with, like, let's just say a way that you want to run your Twitter. You figure out a way to run that you want to run your Twitter.
He doesn't want to run Twitter.
All right.
Keep going to Twitter.
The worst platform ever
let
created.
Let me give an example. So this is just an example, right? Maybe you want your Twitter to only put like, I don't know, like some kind of like jokes or whatever, like maybe just like the bloopers or whatever that you guys have from your.
You tell me we got to start writing jokes now?
No. I'm just saying like you want to make like funny comments or whatever. Like you guys are funny. Even if you just posted like an interaction of what I did, like that's great.
Dave's not funny.
You guys are funny together.
I'm not trying to be funny.
You guys are funny together.
I'm trying my hardest to be funny.
People have noticed.
I laughed. I was like laughing nonstop when we recorded my show. So you guys are funny together. You're funny together. It's great. But anyway, you guys have
to
both agree.
With your eyes?
Yes.
You guys both have to agree upon what needs to be done for that platform. Now, what's the next one? Instagram, every social media platform is a completely different platform. So while some of them like Facebook and Instagram work together,
so
right?
So does Twitter.
Twitter doesn't work with them.
They are two completely different audiences. Like the Facebook audience is not the same as the IG audience. A lot of people have both, but I really only use my Instagram. I still have a Facebook.
Your Instagram shares to your Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
But that's not Facebook. Like a good example is on Instagram, when you post multiple pictures, you can make it a carousel. Facebook doesn't have that kind of option. You have to physically click through or whatever. So like those are two different features. So when you post up something on Instagram that has multiple images, you can't share it to Facebook. You have to go physically to Facebook and post all of the pictures in one post. It's like it doesn't share. So certain things don't cross interact. And because it's not, Facebook isn't meant for that. People who want to see carousels go to Instagram. So it's a different audience. That's why each platform is completely different. You have to look at how to run each of them individually as their own or what you decide
you
want to do.
Are you paying attention, Dave? He's talking to you. This is your job.
Excuse me. What have I told you recently that I am posting individually on each platform because I like doing that better? You interact with individuals better that way.
Yes.
But Twitter can still take a hike.
So that's good. So listen, that's good. Maybe you guys don't want a Twitter. That's fine.
I want a Twitter.
It automatically shares. He feels like he's going
to
connect with all
Listen
of his
to me,
famous
Gary.
You can't.
Comedians
so that's why
Twitter.
Twitter doesn't work the same way. So you
I
can't
know.
Just.
You can't. Yeah. You want to talk about Facebook and Instagram have crossover audience.
They do.
Twitter does not. Twitter is completely on its own. So that's why I want it. We have to build that separate audience. And he doesn't want to do this.
But now
nobody's on Twitter.
Nobody that we know is on Twitter. There's people. There's millions and millions of people on Twitter.
I'm sure there's. Think of your audience in general. Some people might like Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, it's
no one likes Twitter.
Anyway, so you guys have to look into how to run each platform and how you want to run. Like for YouTube, it would make way more sense if you guys have video, right? Like that would. That's
who's gonna buy the camera.
You can use your phone, bro. You can use your phone. You can use phone cameras.
What about the audio?
That's what Yanni does.
You're recording the audio separate. The video, you just learn to piece it together. That's another part of editing.
These microphones are different for that kind
of
thing.
The amount of editing that he does to the audio, if he had to do that to video too, it would be ridiculous.
But all you got to do is set the camera up, the phone, to record you. And then just use this for the voice.
Yeah, but these microphones, you think he can keep this in front of his face while we're doing whatever we're doing?
Who, me? Mats?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I can keep this in front of my face.
But you guys, have, like, I'm watching you right now. What's
the problem? Who's got a problem?
You're keeping
the only
it in front of your face right
now. Gary.
They got to sync it. It's different stuff. You know it is different stuff.
It's not. Nah. You have to sync it, but that's once it's synced, that's it. It's
all
done.
We have to do is get better to where we don't need any editing done.
We aren't that good.
Well, you get better. You'll get better.
Working on it. Are you?
Are you joking? Are you kidding me?
Trying to get better?
Not even counting our own podcast, which I listen to 5 or 6 times each episode. I listen to 30 hours of additional podcasts on top of that. You are not doing that.
All right.
You're not paying attention.
I work 40 hours a week. I listen to podcasts every hour that I'm at work.
Yeah, because you drive, right?
No.
I thought you were...
I just don't want to talk to anyone.
Oh, so they just let you listen to it. You can listen
to
music? I put
my earbuds in and I work all day long.
There you go.
And he loves his job.
Oh, yes, love. He's so ungrateful, isn't he, Gary?
I'm definitely
not enough that you're a guest.
Nah, you are.
Now he wants you to do all, like, you have to jump through hoops while you're on the podcast.
Can you explain to people, our audience, just give them some thoughts on me? You did talk about us on your podcast.
We both agree you're a great person.
No, I want
to. We like you, but not everyone does.
No. I want Gary to explain the type of person that I am. The reason I am.
Start your description with the L word. A,
so,
Z,
If you don't know Ed, I said this on mine, I'm going to say it here. If you don't know Ed, you kind of think he's an a-hole. He comes off as one.
100%.
He comes off as one. He does. I'll admit that. He does. He comes off as one. Just
say
even,
it one more time
even,
for the people.
Even like when he's just sitting there, he always looks, look at him. He looks mad right now. He always
he
looks
is mad.
Like, this is the,
it's
this
taking
is the way,
every ounce of
this
energy
is,
to not punch me in the face
this
right
This is
now.
The way Ed looks in general. This is just your face. So, but when you get to know Ed, Ed's like the greatest guy ever.
Yes,
he's the nicest person. He's the nicest person, especially when it comes.
I agree. Why are you looking at me?
When it comes to jiu-jitsu, Ed goes out of his way to watch you roll and help you with what you're like. If you go up to Ed, a lot of people, I feel like a lot of like younger belts or lower belts, like are always so nervous to like ask questions. And maybe like other gyms are different than ours, I would imagine. But like everybody at, you know, at Yanni's when we train, you know, nobody cares, bro. We got brown belts rolling with white belts. It doesn't matter. Like you're just there to train. So a lot of times, like I feel like younger belts are just scared to ask, but Ed'll straight go up to a white belt and tell him like, hey, I saw you doing this with your spider guard. You should do this instead. And then I've seen Ed for like a couple of weeks keep helping that same person with the same thing. I've seen it. So Ed just goes out of his way to do that. That's, you know, he's a nice guy. He is. He's great. And if you ever see Ed with his daughters, you know he's a giant teddy bear on the inside.
I'm not that big.
He's a no, you're a big old teddy bear. Ed's a big old teddy bear. When you see him with his daughters, it's a whole different Ed. But Ed is a great dude. I love Ed. And when it comes to helping you with your jiu-jitsu, Ed's helped me a lot.
That's because I'm part of the Young Father Mafia as well as Gary is. Dave is not.
I'm on the outer edges.
So we saw
you. Just asked him today, and he said, you know what he said? He said it's not even up to him.
What do you mean?
It's up to the individual.
What?
How the heck do I, does anyone, do, I'm, not, that's it, I'm in.
You're not in.
No, he said it's up to me.
No.
I feel like if you just go to the school in general, like if you like being there, if, you know, we have other, you know, we're affiliated with other gyms, and some of their members sometimes come to our gym. It's like you're part of the mafia.
Thank
like,
you.
Not true.
You're there.
100%.
It's listen in the mafia. Your father. If you're not 100% Italian, you can't be in.
Why?
If
they're just not a made man.
You're not. You can never be made. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You could be.
I don't want to be made.
An associate. He's a Young Father Mafia associate. That's the best I can give you.
Shout out to my number two fan, John Galante.
You know, I talked to him today. And
we're not talking about your dad on the podcast again.
No, I'd actually like to tell you that he would like to have a match with you. He wants me to train him to have a match with you because You were very disrespectful to him.
I didn't get to answer.
I gave him a shout out.
I didn't get to answer you guys on my podcast, I think, with that question, with who I think would win between the two of you.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I never got to answer. So,
yeah, but you admitted to never roll with
I've never rolled with Dave.
I'm the weakest person you'll ever roll with. Continue.
I'm much stronger than Dave. That's a fact.
Yep. Continue.
Ed is strong as hell. So
I've also had the worst technique out of anyone you've ever rolled with. Continue.
I've only ever rolled with Ed. I have not rolled with Dave. But just from rolling with Ed and knowing how tough he is and seeing him roll with other people, I would bet my money that it would be like a close match, but Ed might be better. I think Ed might come out on top.
And that's the episode today. Gary, thank you for your time, Gary, but you can leave.
Very politically correct answer. I dominate Dave every roll we have.
Not every roll.
Five.
We rolled a week ago. Gary, I passed his guard, mounted him, put him in S mount, almost armbar.
I just haven't seen you roll, so it's not fair. It's not fair for
but
me to.
Gary,
wait, you're shaking your head like that didn't happen. I'll provide video evidence.
Me as a person, you know me, certain rolls I take off. I take off many rolls, actually. Most rolls I take off. I never give 100%.
Yes.
Most rolls, because what would happen? I would throw up all over the mat.
That would be fantastic.
So yes, that would happen.
We're having a 5-minute match.
Yep.
Because we're masters.
Because we're masters. I can do that. I can do 5 minutes hard as I can and go throw up afterwards. So if you've ever seen me roll as hard as I can, you felt me. Like, sir, I don't roll hard every time, but when you feel me roll hard,
when it gets in shape, that's when I feel Ed roll
Those are hard rolls. I don't want to hear those words in the same sentence ever again, because I've known Ed since 2014 and he hasn't been in shape. When we talked to Dennis, he said the last time he saw Ed in shape was 2010. That's 10 years ago.
That's not
ago.
True, Gary. Since I've known you, you know I've been
in shape. Nah. Because I started jiu-jitsu in 2012, and when me and Ed started doing that training, it was maybe 2013.
And what kind of shape was he in?
That's when he was working out with me. He was in good shape.
That's right. I was working out with Gary. 170.
Okay. He's 230 pounds now.
No, I am not. Gary,
you got down. Well, what
how
did we
long?
Get
how, you got how, me down to 170 again.
Yes.
What am I wearing now, if you looked at me?
220.
Come on. I'm not 220.
Wait, do it again.
I've never been 220.
Do it again. Come on.
What are you wearing? Don't lie to me.
I'm
215.
210 pounds.
No. Yeah. Really?
I'm lean, baby. All right. Listen, I'm 25 pounds away from being in decent shape. Maybe 30 pounds.
I could be 25 pounds.
I could and be, at 170 was a scary dude, man.
That's 40 pounds.
See?
I don't need to lose any weight to beat Dave, but that's not the point.
Because he wants to be fat and lay on me.
No. Do you know my...
Yes. When he gets tired, that's what he does, though.
I know, because I'm weak and I can't get him off of me. I have to go train with Emily so that she can teach me little people skillful technical jujitsu.
But then you're not going to do that before our match, so you're screwed.
I have a private scheduled.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But I'm going to.
She already blocked him on all social media.
She did block me on social media.
That's great.
I was sending her too many messages.
But Gary would help me if I asked him right now, like, can you get me in shape?
Gary, I think he would help me if I asked him because he's a good guy.
I would help the both of you.
See?
Don't help
now, me. Now you're just like Jamie. Jamie's going to prep each of us for this match, and then he's going to coach each of us at the same time, but not tell us who he's coaching at the time. He's just going to start screaming out instruction.
There you go.
I am going to flex on Dave so hard.
I don't know what that means. What are you going to flex
exactly? It's going to be an embarrassment. You ever watch WWE?
Yeah.
Showboating. I'm going to do that on top of him. I'm going to talk trash. Everybody's going to hear it. I'm going to make gang signs at the camera.
But everybody's going to see the two of us, and they're going to go, oh, of course. That's like Mikey Muzumeci going against that guy, Sahif.
But he can win anyways. He wins anyways.
Yeah, but I'm not Mikey Muzumeci.
Exactly. Be him.
You're still Sahif.
I don't know who that is. The problem
with I love watching you two interact. This is amazing.
This isn't even that good.
Because
pills are wearing off.
What are the pills you take, Ed?
Stack Performer.
Don't bring them up on the podcast. Stackperformer.com.
Yeah, but you didn't even reach out to them. That's who I want you to reach out to.
I'm going
to
reach out to them next. Is it stackperformer.com?
I don't know. I've only bought their product once.
And it's lasted all this time.
Well, I don't take it every day like I should. You're supposed to take it every day? But it's expensive.
Well, yeah.
What about if we reached out to Chimera Coffee and we tried
coffee
with nootropics?
I don't like coffee.
I love coffee. You should. There you go.
No, but I hate the thing. I can't review it. I'm not reviewing that.
I'm not taking any.
Well, you do one. And
it's a drug.
It's not a drug.
The only drug I do is coffee.
It's nootropics, natural supplement.
All right, so let's move on to the rest of this team meeting, because you guys keep.
So when do you plan on enrolling your son in jiu-jitsu? And do you plan on taking him to core?
No, don't take him there. It's too far. He's not driving all the way out there. I'm kidding,
but I want to know, what age are you planning on signing him up?
I guess as soon as he's old enough. I definitely want him to start younger. So as soon as he's old, I don't know, whatever. What's the youngest age you take?
4.
I take 4. Yanni, what age does Yanni take?
4. But 4. I don't want to start at 4 just because my own daughter's temperaments, I don't think they'll be ready. I think 6 or 7 for me.
Gary, okay. You really need to listen to the last podcast to hear about his daughters. It's hilarious.
I don't even remember now.
Oh, the diaper? Taking the diaper off?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My daughter's been taking naps, and we come upstairs when she's done with her nap, and she's naked, and there's pee-pee all over the bed.
Are you serious? Oh, dude.
It's her thing now. It's like a calling card.
Didn't you say that one time she threw it against the wall?
No, you're just making stuff up.
No, you told me that she took it off and threw her diaper against the wall one time.
Did she?
She didn't do that.
Oh.
Never? That wasn't?
No.
I wonder who the heck that was then.
Who else do you hang out with? We hang out every day.
Every day?
Almost.
We hang out every day?
We're like a married couple now. I mean, we text.
You guys seem... Nah, you
That's
guys...
That's why we bicker so much.
You guys interact like one.
He's
for
getting
real.
Me upset, though.
Upset, really?
He like, if I saw you interacting with each other, like, out in the world,
don't
and
say
I didn't
it.
Know you, I might... You know what I'm saying? I might think
don't
something.
Don't say it.
You know? way
what were you going to say, Ed?
What?
Say it.
We are a very inclusive podcast, and
no,
that's...
wait a second. You said... what were you just going to say? I said, don't... What were you going to say?
I don't know.
I'm bringing you down. I'm making you feel bad.
You see, this is why.
Have you ever seen grumpy men? Grumpy
yes.
old men?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Oh,
we had a listener actually email us and tell us that that's who we reminded them of.
Yeah.
I don't remember their names, the actors'
names.
That's great.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It's funny, man. There's nothing wrong with that. It's funny.
How can we get people to listen to us, Gary?
You just got to keep putting it out.
That's it.
Content.
That's it?
Keep chugging along.
The only way people are going to listen is if they have something to listen to. You just got to keep posting. You got to keep putting it out, and then you have to work on, like, all this stuff needs to get worked on for your podcast to be successful, right? So once you guys...
That's a lot of work.
What the next thing you guys need to do is literally take each individual thing and then break them down and then come up with, what does this job entail? What does this entail? What do I have to do here? What do I have to do here?
All right, I'm not going to blow smoke, but I'm not interested in any of that.
You got to do it, man. That's just part
of Gary, you have your own podcast. What are some of the goals that you
real
have
talk
for yourself?
With G?
Yeah.
Yeah, real talk with G. So, for me, it's just like the stuff that I've gone through, like with running my own business and then seeing, like, you know, when I first started my business, like YouTube was a huge part of it. Like almost like that was my business at the beginning. And then from there, it turned into like, now I need to get clients because that's like current, like recurring income that I can have if I have a consistent client. So YouTube at the time wasn't making that much money. You go towards the route that makes more money. And then because I got so busy with that, YouTube became like a burden and I stopped doing it. I didn't do it at all anymore for like
70,000 followers.
And
you
it was
stopped.
Like, there was like 3-4 years that I didn't touch the channel at all. There was 3-4 years that I didn't touch the channel. So, you know, but now I'm picking it back up. So like, just like the way that everything changes, like I started out with one thing and it turned to another and it turned to another. Now it's turned to another. So now like where at first all I cared about was maybe having a gym or two. Now I see so much more possibility with like owning like maybe a really big facility or like a small facility, a huge facility, maybe owning, turning my gym into a franchise. I don't know. Like there's so many endless possibilities. And now because of the way fitness is moving, like even before COVID hit, fitness was moving to an online platform. So I was starting to do a lot of online stuff. And it just so happened that when COVID hit, I had all my online stuff ready to go because I had already been working on it. So I was able to give my clients stuff right away. And now I'm like, oh, now I can test this because it's with my current clients, I'm testing the online like training base. And now I know what works and what doesn't based off of their reactions. So now it's like, you know, with what the business is, like where I am, like I'm just trying to, there's no like end goal. It's like, with the podcast, what I would like, the podcast is like the next part of what I want to do. And it's really to talk about all of my experiences. I've been doing this for 10 years. You know what I mean? Like I've owned my own business for 10 years. And it's like everything that I went through from like not making money my first year at all, from in my first year of being open as a gym, like the struggle that was, like the eye-opening experience it was, and the realization that I had to get better at this. The best thing that probably could have ever happened to me when I opened my gym was one of my clients owns his own physical therapy location, and he would talk to me about business because, you know, he wanted to like give me some advice and help me, kind of like what I do with you guys. And one of the best things he ever said to me, it's like, why do you love training? And I was like, he's like, it's because you're good at it, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's my job. He's like, yeah, you're really good at it, so you love it. Yeah. Why do you hate business? Because I'm not good at it. He's like, exactly. What did you do to get good at fitness? And then like, what do you think you have to do to get good at business? Like, it's like, so if you want to be really good at anything, you have to study it. So now like the podcast for me is a way to share my experience and also a way to study something new.
Okay. You went so far that I have so many points that I have to backtrack on so that we can talk about.
Okay. Right.
So first you said that you wanted a big gym, little gym, expand, franchise. All right. First to that, I don't believe you because we were going to go into business together and you said I wasn't good enough. Okay.
Next point. He didn't say that. He said that. That's
next
exactly
point.
What he said.
All right.
I said that you weren't
said
good
that
enough.
You enjoyed training.
You implied it.
No, I did not.
You said that you enjoyed training because it's something that you're good at. I am not good at jiu-jitsu, but it's my favorite thing. I will have to revisit this and find out why that is. Why I'm bad and why I enjoy being bad. All right. Next.
Nah, but
we go back to normal, is the podcast something that you're planning on continuing?
I'm going to continue it. Yeah. I need to answer all
your questions. You didn't even answer the podcast question, really.
I did. No, well, I was getting to it.
Yeah, you were getting there.
The podcast.
You were running away on me.
This is what happens. I go on to these tangents. No. So with the podcast, again, it's like the next thing. It's like I need something else. Like I can't.
What do you like specifically about the podcast that you're not already getting out of your YouTube stuff?
It's just a different kind of audience. You know what I mean? Like you can get to people on a different level. Like with my YouTube, with what my YouTube channel is, it's all workouts. It's how to, you know, boxing stuff.
They're not really getting to know you.
They don't know me and they don't know my experience. They don't know what I go through in the background. This is a way to interact with those kind of people and like learning, like just going again to my mastermind, knowing that I, there's other people like me out there. Like I'm not alone. Like you think when you're an entrepreneur, like you think you're crazy, like because like you're willing to take all these risks that other people are not willing to take.
We're kind of on our own lonely podcast island right now because we know people that are on our level, like you, we're just starting out. Garrett, who we're going to interview, has his own podcast. But we're just starting out. We don't have the mentor. Like, Yanni's way ahead of us in jiu-jitsu. We could look to him We don't have that.
So you got to find it, man.
Can I make a suggestion for you for the podcast? In order to grow your podcast, you should set up your phone and record you doing the podcast and put it on YouTube.
I should. You're absolutely right. You know what the problem is? I don't have time to edit the videos. That's the problem. That's the only reason I haven't done it yet.
It wouldn't be syncing up the audio in the video?
Nah. I just don't have time to do the editing.
So I heard somebody talking about that.
Yeah, somebody was mentioning that. It was super easy to just sync the audio and the video.
Well, it's super easy when it's the only thing that you're doing. When you're running a facility and when you're building an online platform.
If you work 2 days a week and you
have
no time to edit.
Somebody's only got one kid so far when I got two kids and I still have a job.
Wait, are you feeling guilty? Hold on, hold on. Do you feel somebody was talking to you, Ed?
Now listen to me. Papa worked last night, and things in the world are going a little crazy right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So I need to catch up on some of my own sleep. That cuts into, I didn't really get to record all today, and we're here with you recording. That takes time. We recorded for your podcast.
Yeah.
I don't have as much free time as you're talking about here, buddy. Don't talk down to me.
I want you tomorrow at this time, text Ed and ask him what he's done all day, and you'll get an idea of how much free time he has.
I'm telling you, the free time has been going out the window since we started this.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's what you wanted. But that's what you wanted.
I know. It's what I wanted. But, you know, Dave is bringing me down. He's not doing his part, his fair share, and we aren't as successful as we could be.
I've taken a picture of the list, and according to that list, there's a couple more things on my side than yours.
Listen, you know how many hours a week he puts into this podcast besides the recording itself?
He already said that it doesn't matter how long the job
takes. It for sure does. That's a
problem. No, he already said it didn't.
He half-asses a half hour a day. Great job. A half-ass hour a day.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I give my full ass to every hour I put into this thing.
I'm confused.
I believe that. The podcast is just a way for me to reach another platform. It's just a different group of people. And then, you know, there's potential to, again, like sponsorships. Is it like coming up with like some sort of business, like mentoring type thing? I don't know. It's whatever, you know, sky's the limit. But it's just a way for me to reach the limit.
How many times do I tell Ed that? Ed, tell him. How many times do I tell you that?
Listen, Gary, I'm just going to wait for you. I'll give you a year and then you'll be way ahead of us and then I'll ask you to mentor us.
Nah.
How many times do I tell you the sky's the limit? Reach for the stars. How many times? Tell Gary.
He never said that to me.
I'm going to choke you to death.
Reach for the stars, my man. Sky's the limit.
I'm going to choke you to the death.
You know, there's no, I mean, you know, who knows? There's no, there shouldn't be, you set your own ceiling. At the end of the day, you set the ceiling that you
believe. That's right. And I'm in the outdoors,
like
baby.
The ceiling that you believe you're able to attain.
All right, fine. This ties into something I want to ask you. How to deal with plateaus. I feel like we've hit a plateau. How do we get
You're crazy.
So if you reach a plateau, which even if you feel like
plateaus
one of you
happen,
feel,
plateaus
they
happen,
happen
for
they
sure.
do, they do. So
are you
have to
that plateaus don't happen.
No, plateaus
right,
happen.
So can Gary explain to us how to deal with a plateau? Can you just shut your mouth?
Hang on a second, though, because Gary, you have to understand, he hits a plateau every single day. Okay, every day.
I do have personal plateaus.
Yeah.
All
right. So every day, this is as high as the podcast is going to go. We're not going to get any better. We should quit.
It's going to be a long episode of you guys just yelling at each other the whole time.
Can you just help us, please? Please, yeah, I'm begging
you. Listen, when
should
you
we go to marriage counseling?
You should.
You do need counseling.
You do. So, yes, when you reach a plateau, right? Like, obviously, what you're doing is good enough to stay where you are. That's why you're at a plateau. You've reached a certain point,
absolutely,
and you're coasting.
I don't think we've plateaued.
Well, you got to – it's some people can be like at a plateau, and for them, that's success. That's all they want. They don't care about going more.
No, but I'm with you. Want more. We want
you
more.
You want more. So when you reach your plateau, obviously everything that you're doing is what has gotten you to this point, and you're sustaining. So now, obviously, you need to change. Either you need to add something. You need to figure out a different route. Is it, you know, again, like doing the videos? Is that a better way to do it? Like, you have to try new things. And when you try new things, what's going to happen is you're going to fail. And that's fine. That is your road to success. You're going to fail at trying, but you got to try. So look at, there's nothing wrong with looking at what other people are doing and kind of taking it and making it your own. You know what I mean? Like if on YouTube, everybody sells their own workout program. Does that mean if I sell my own, I'm copying them? No, everybody does it. But maybe I like the way this person marketed it. Maybe I like the way this person
set it up. How do you like
set
that
it up?
Plateau, baby?
Big
woo!
Dave,
you have to check it. Dave just checked his numbers. That's good. That's good that you had. Do you have an app? What is it, like, right on your?
No, I just went right on the website.
Wait,
there you go.
What do you use for your podcast? What a website? RSS.
Buzzsprout.
Yeah, but that's what we use.
Yeah, Buzzsprout.
So yeah, Ed checks this 17 times a day
for sure.
3 or 4 times while we're doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. All right. So because it feels like we hit a plateau, I felt the need to pull that up because I knew where our numbers would be because I'm positive. And where are our numbers, Ed?
They're the toilet.
Great. He calls that in the toilet.
That's good, bro. Dude, that's amazing.
Joe Rogan gets that number every second.
But you're
bam,
not,
bam,
bro.
Bam, bam,
he's
bam.
He's got episode 1,000.
Rogan,
you know what I mean?
Will ask us to be on, but we're not there yet. All right.
These numbers make me want to kill myself.
Do you
see what I'm dealing with?
Those numbers are great, man. I'm actually really impressed. That's amazing. That's awesome. Good for you guys.
Oh, you're actually impressed.
Yeah.
Because you expect us to be losers.
No. No. Because I didn't expect that. Like,
exactly, because you think we're losers.
No.
What do you think about me?
No, because you just
can't backtrack now.
What do you have? Five? What do you have? 5 episodes up? Like,
no,
that's
10 episodes.
Dude, but that's still really good.
Oh, see, now it's less good.
Oh, see, it's not as good, but it's okay.
No, that's right, good. That's okay. That's amazing. Good for you guys. I think I have like 10. Come on. Seriously. Like, it's not like that big a deal.
Well, I'm 2 of them.
My dad listens every episode 1,000 times. We listen every. It's all us.
Thanks, Daddy. He likes when I call him that. Thanks, Daddy.
That's great.
How many episodes how many times does your mom listen?
She only listens to the Emily one.
Only the Emily one?
Really?
But she knows I'm on all of them, right?
Yeah. She only likes the sound of your voice. She doesn't like you as a person. I
don't care.
Damn.
Nobody likes me as a person.
That was hurtful. That was hurtful, man.
You have to listen to number 10.
I need to.
The first 5 minutes, you're going to cry.
Oh.
You won't.
You see? You should.
Yeah, especially because he's listening to us right now.
Those should be the clips that you post on YouTube, just like those.
We should post the clips on YouTube, Dave. You have all the video information. How come you haven't done that yet?
Video information? You have all the audio.
They're in the email. All the clips that are finished. You could just put them on YouTube.
Yeah. No, the clip's only 1 minute. I want to put the 5-minute intro on YouTube.
We could do everything. We could do all of it. He doesn't want
to. Give it to me.
Well, you guys had to figure out how you're going
to
do it.
He has all of the audio. I don't even have access to it. If anything was to happen to Ed.
You hear what he's saying? Oh, yeah. No, well, we could already establish this. If I died, this would be over. If he died,
also,
I would just have Gary just jump in.
Gary, are you ready to talk somebody up every second of every day?
You would have to
pull him out of the gutter.
That's like what I was training him. That's what it was like. So, yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
but I noticed you're not training him anymore. So, did you give up or did he give up?
No, that has nothing to do with
somebody gave up.
No, it's not.
But you didn't continue to
make
him strive.
I never give up for my clients, ever.
Gary, you're not even on the mats anymore, so I don't even want to hear about that.
Oh, he's calling you out.
First of all, no one's been on the mats. It's freaking for like the last 3 months.
I've been on the mats.
You own a gym. You own a school.
Whatever. I'm saying once.
Now you're making excuses.
Listen, when this comes out, everything's opened up again.
Well, yeah.
Kind of. Could be.
Could be.
Let's say it is.
Okay.
Where are you? Are you on the mats or what?
Yeah, of course.
What
I have to go back.
What days are you going to be on that?
Again, it depends on the schedule because I still got to work mine. You know what I mean?
We're Monday through Thursday, 7:30 at night. Saturday is 1:30 in the afternoon.
See, here's an honest question for you. With everything the way that it changed, you would keep your same schedule?
I'm just going to shorten classes for a little while.
But you would, like, the times, you wouldn't change them?
No.
So I don't know about you guys, but, like, I feel like now everybody, like, is done with everything earlier. People don't, like, it's not.
We were talking to Yanni today, and he asked if he wanted to come roll at, like, 7:30. And Yanni's like, ooh, it's kind of late. I like to be kind of packed in by
that's
now.
What I'm saying. People are used to the new schedule, and you're still.
This is not a new norm. Yes, we all have to adapt. I'm forcing the old way back into everyone's life.
I agree with that. Forcing, Dave.
Forcing, yeah. I'm ramming right down their throat.
We hate change.
Take it.
There you go.
No, but you're right. The change is part of it. Always adapt.
We're going to start back up again.
I can't push the classes up anymore. So I could push them up temporarily.
Well, but I mean, for the summer, you could have a summer schedule, right?
I always keep the schedule the same.
Really?
Yeah.
For the kids?
For everyone.
Really?
That's how I've done it in the past. I don't know any better. Maybe I should. But when I do it earlier, especially during the summer, I feel like you get less kids attending because they're busier. They're out. It's
they're for
summertime.
Sure busy.
But you got to do, that's where like doing like a camp, like a day camp.
Well, listen, some of us, not Ed,
all right, let,
work
is,
5 days.
All right,
days
fine. This is a good point. All right. Dave is working towards jiu-jitsu his full-time gig. All right. How could he attain that? Like, how can he let go, pull the chute? When is he ready to jump out?
Well, I have to wait until COVID is completely gone.
I'm saying, let's say everything's back to normal. What? How can he attain this goal?
You need to have that number in your head of what you need.
Like, I have it in my head.
If you know the number that you're
$30,000 a month.
No,
$30,000 a month. That's a good number.
That's not the number.
But
I would take it.
Like, think of like what you know. When I took the risk. I know. My job, yeah. But when you
I heard you on number two. See? This is something Gary and I are gonna agree on. When we had Dennis on the podcast and we talked to Dennis, he was young, under 30 years old, no wife, no kids, offered an opportunity to teach at Shaolin's full time, and he moved to DC to work for the government instead.
Dave,
what would you have done?
Your mouth. All he wants to do is rip on Dennis. Every episode, he's got to do little dig.
No, because this is a lesson for everyone. I want anyone that's young and that doesn't have things tying them down to take that risk.
So I was, how old was I? 20,
episode 2 of Real Talk with G.
Yeah, I was 23, I think, when I made the plunge. But I guess it just depends on.
Everybody has a different lived experience.
Yeah.
And you have to, listen.
I just want to know if he would recommend people take a chance while they can.
If the only reason that I took that risk, it was probably the biggest risk I ever took in my life. Like leaving a very, very high paying job that was like secure and benefits 401k. And then to just like, all right, I'm done. So
yeah,
it was,
did you,
it was,
let
you
him
have,
finish.
No. Did you have any doubt in your mind that you weren't going
to
succeed?
No, he's a positive individual.
Yeah, nah.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
If you got to make that jump, you're negative.
If there's any doubt, would you recommend doing it?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
So no, that's not true. There was doubt that I was going to fail, but I was willing to, like, I was positive enough in myself and my ability that I could do it. I'm like, I can, even if it was just running the gym. Again, I didn't know what I wanted. You know, I just opened my thing and it became something else over time. But when I first opened, I just wanted to run the gym. I just wanted to run the gym, be successful at this. So there was like, I knew that I could do that, but it was still scared of failing.
I'm not
saying scared of failing.
Like, I'm saying everybody's path is different, and you can't just broadly say everybody should just take the shot.
I didn't say everybody should. I said I think everybody should.
No, whatever. I don't think that everybody should. I think everybody has to measure themselves.
I think you got to know yourself and what you really want.
So Dennis didn't think that was the right move, and I think he's correct. If he's certain in his ways, that's what's going to make him happy. I'm not pointing out Dennis specifically. I'm saying he was just an example.
But I'm saying anyone young that has an opportunity, when you have nothing tying you down like that, I think you should jump on that opportunity because who knows what's
like,
going to happen.
It also, like, you got to think of, like, he had a good thing with his job.
Stop it now.
No, listen. I understand
that. We're not pinpointing Dennis specifically.
Using him as an example.
You brought him up as an example.
Fine.
So, like, if you got a really good position and, you know, it's a job that's hard to get and it's for the government, you know what I mean? Like, it's a good position. You know it's almost like secure because of who your employer is.
Take a look at where we're at right now. Where would Dennis be right now?
Yeah.
He's not part owner of that.
He'd be collecting payment from somebody's PPP, hopefully.
No. can't rely. You know, do you want to rely on that, or do you? He has a government job. He's doing fine right now. He.
It all depends on. It really just depends on what kind of lifestyle he was trying to live. If like it made more sense for him to
speak more general. I don't want to.
I don't like generalities.
I think it just depends on the lifestyle you're trying to live.
Stop hitting the mic.
It just depends on the lifestyle. Like I know what kind of lifestyle I'm trying to live, and I need to own my own thing for that to happen. So,
but that wouldn't have happened if you didn't take that risk.
Nah, I wouldn't have.
Try.
Nah.
Thank you.
So take the risk, Dave. You want to talk all this
there
crap?
You go.
Quit your job tomorrow.
Hang on a second now. I'm not under 30. I'm married. I have kids.
Excuse.
I'm still planning on taking the risk.
When?
Well, first let's get over COVID.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? The blooper reel of cut it out. I'll just edit that part out. That was all for one episode.
Yeah. It did not take that long to do that, actually.
I have now stopped saying that.
I can't wait to make the one from this episode because he said it a bunch of times already.
I didn't say it a bunch of times. Did I say it a bunch of times?
When he talks, he doesn't even listen to
himself. I said it twice.
Gary, when you talk, he doesn't listen to what you talk. He doesn't listen to what I say.
You definitely said it once during my podcast. You did. You definitely said it once. Yeah, you did.
You say it a lot.
I've said it three times today. We've been recording for 2 hours. That's improvement.
I can't wait to do that. I'm going to show you how much.
All I'm trying to do is improve myself. What are you doing with yourself, Ed?
Growing.
That's messed up. Oh, that's man, you guys terrible. Are messed up.
All right, Gary, we're going to get ready to wrap this up. I just want, usually how we end these is we talk about your future in jiu-jitsu and actually what you think in your...
He quit jiu-jitsu.
He didn't quit.
I never
He's
quit.
Not going back.
I never quit.
What do you think
never.
About the sports growth in general as well as your participation in it?
I love it. I love the growth. I love that people are always coming up with new, different techniques and like there's always something new to try. Like it's great like to see, even like for my own like journey, like where we started, like where it was like way more basic type, you know, we did like may old school basic jiu-jitsu to like what we do now, like to be part of that and to see the growth and even to see how like it's so cool for me to see like we all learn from Yanni, right? Like me and Ed, like everybody at our school learns
Dave
from Yanni.
Too. I learned from Yanni.
Everybody learns from, like everybody in our school learns from Yanni. But everybody in our school has a, like almost like a different game. It's crazy. To me, what's amazing is like with jiu-jitsu is how it really is just like your expression, your personality. So to see that and to see the growth and like it's getting more, to see it getting way more like eyes on it, like with people doing different things on YouTube, you guys doing a podcast, just people being more aware of it. We're like even like seeing how like now some police departments are looking at doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because they see it's a better way to train their police officers because they can learn to control, you know, like let's learn to actually like control somebody on the ground. Like it's amazing. I love the way that the sport is growing and like where it's going.
What about your personal jiu-jitsu journey?
I'm never gonna stop jiu-jitsu. I'm gonna be a black belt.
Do you think you'll get your black belt before Ed? Yanni doesn't give out black belts.
Well,
do you think you're gonna get your black belt before Ed?
Nah.
You know that would require Ed to train.
You think I'm gonna get a black belt?
You don't think you're gonna get a black belt?
Come on, man. You're a silly goose,
bro. You're right there.
Silly goose.
You're right there.
I'm not even there.
I'm never gonna stop. I'm gonna get my black belt. I know I am, and I want my kids to learn it. I'm gonna teach my son. It's like it's something that I can do with him. It's great.
What about competition?
I don't know. I don't mind competing. It's just for me, like with my like all of the competitions that I've done, like when I was younger, like I was a competitor. I was boxing, then I did MMA, then I did jiu-jitsu. I was in competitor mode. Now it's like, you know, you're barely training twice a week, and then you go like for fun to a competition and it's like, oh my god, I'm out of shape. I'm like, you start thinking all these things. It's like completely different experience now that you're older and like you're a dad and stuff,
responsibilities,
like doing masters, bro. When I like, I'm not bad. Like I did masters and adult in my last competition, and when I did masters I was like, all right, I really don't need to be here. Like,
it was not
I feel like I was the youngest. I was younger than everybody in masters by like 8 years. Like it was,
so you feel like you're cheating?
Yeah, it was not. It's like
Dave loves masters. He loves
I'm 39.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I was still in really good shape.
You're telling me not to do masters, and I'm 31.
You're 31.
You should do masters.
Thank you.
You should do masters.
Why should I do masters if you don't want to do masters?
You're not in shape, bro.
I'm gonna get in shape.
You're not in shape.
You think I'm gonna compete out of shape?
Round is a shape.
Huh?
You want to go right now, arm wrestle? Kill you.
What's with you in the arm wrestle competition? You're challenging me to arm wrestle.
In my mind, arm wrestling proves who's stronger.
Ed is probably one of the strongest people I know.
Yeah, crazy? No, for real. That's that crazy grip strength. It's that crazy grip strength.
It's the Galante strength.
That's amazing. Yeah, no, I'm never going to stop, man. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to teach my kids, both my son and my future daughter. They're going to learn jiu-jitsu. I'm just never going to stop.
Do you have one on the way?
Yes, I do, sir.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I was not aware.
Thank you.
Part of the multiple kid club.
Yep.
Good luck.
Have a little girl. Yep.
Then you're going to shut that factory down.
Oh, yeah.
It's over now?
That's it. It's done.
Smart. See, he knew ahead of time.
I'm going to go see the doctor once our daughter's born and take care of what I got to take care of. And that's it. It's over. No mas.
We interviewed Emily Kwok, and she suggested that Ed not have any more children.
She did not say that. She said, don't make a decision yet.
I'm pretty sure she said, do not have any more
children.
You're
thinking about number three?
She convinced me to think about it more.
What?
Yeah.
No, she didn't. She said,
damn.
Do not have
Yo, you're
going to
have another
children.
Girl, man.
I'm going to have another girl, and I've come to terms with that. But if you ask Meg recently, it's been getting a little tougher. Ari's really been a handful lately. So
oh, dude.
I think she's kind of changing her mind on that one.
There you go.
Dave, you have anything else you'd like to ask Gary before we shut
this
down?
Yeah, actually, I do. I would just like to see if Gary has one thing that he could say to you that would keep you from the edge, maybe keep you a little happier and looking more positive
That'd
for the
nice.
Future.
No
help, huh?
No.
We tried.
You have to definitely look at what you're doing and see that you're doing a good job. Like, accept that you're doing a good job. It's okay. It is okay to like want to always do better. Like, that's why you feel like the way you feel. You're never going to be good enough in your own eyes. You're your own worst critic.
For sure.
But just look at what you look at what you've created. This was nothing. How long ago? You know what I'm saying? And look at where you are now. You have 10 episodes in. You're interviewing people. You constantly have new people to interview. Like, Dave showed me your numbers. That looks amazing. So you need to be proud of yourself and see that what you're doing things the right way. It just doesn't feel like it. That's all.
Oh, it really
Ed's eyes are watering up. I love
no.
it.
You're doing things the right way. Just keep doing it. It's all, bro, this is success is try, fail. Oh, that works. Keep doing that. Try, fail. That's all success is, man. Just keep trying things. And then what works, what doesn't.
Unfortunately, it looks like we're going to keep chugging along.
Oh. Dave doesn't want to chug. Dave just
I hate chugging.
He likes instant gratification.
Yeah.
All we do is chug. Chugging everything. Just chugging along.
Oh, you guys are great, man.
All right, Gary. Thanks. I really appreciate this.
No problem.
I love being on your podcast.
Wait, thank you.
One more thing. Could you give me something negative, Fred, please?
I have enough
You got, bro, for real?
Head, bro.
Listen, I'm tired of the up and down. Let's come up with a plan and let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's stick with it and let's get your weight back down.
It really starts with the diet.
It does.
I mean,
but
we
let's
touch on
come
that.
On,
you,
man.
You are a master of the diet.
Come on, man. So let's get
he
you back on
you
it.
You were 240 pounds. I love it.
Let's,
no, he
didn't.
He said 220.
I said 220.
I just wanted you to say it. No, I don't believe that. Do you have a scale here?
I do upstairs, actually.
Actually, my scale broke. I haven't weighed myself in
really?
Yeah, oh, he got one and the springs popped out
but
the
I
side.
But I can tell how fat I am. All right, Gary, plug all your stuff. You're doing all these things, and make sure everybody wants to check them out. What are you
so,
doing?
So, currently, I own a gym called Final Round Health and Fitness. We are located in 153 Newark Pompton Turnpike in Little Falls, New Jersey. We're currently running boot camps, outdoor classes in our parking lot. We have virtual classes going on. We also have a virtual app that has over 100 workouts on it that you could have you we can give you access to if you'd like to just become an online member. And I have a YouTube channel, Final Round Training, at YouTube or YouTube at YouTube.com/Final Round Training, where I teach you how to box. We do self-defense, women's self-defense on there, and we also have a bunch of really, really cool workouts, exercise ideas. And the last thing is my podcast, Real Talk with G, where I go over a lot of things, basically talk about being an entrepreneur, being a dad, and just being a fitness, you know, being in the fitness industry. That's about it.
Fantastic. Gary, you are one of my mentors. I look to you,
thank you, brother,
as an example of how to live my life. And
thanks,
man. You've been a big
that
part
means
of
lot.
Yeah, you're
that
a big
lot,
part
dude.
Of the reason why I did this podcast.
That's
and
awesome,
why
man.
I strive for, you know, growth and competition.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Hell yeah. Hell
so,
yeah, baby.
Thank you, Dave.
Gary, I want to thank you. And yes, you're an inspiration to me. I look forward to coming down here and talking business with you.
Oh,
you're one of the
what do you got to say about that?
Gross.
Dave hates that.
Wow,
you're
man.
One of the best businessmen that I know.
Nah,
I'm
going
to
say it all the time.
Thank you for your time.
I'm
going to
say it all the time.
Do not ever say that again.
Oh, that's my thing.
That's
hang
my
on.
Thing.
Hang on.
Too,
Ed, you have to cut that part out.
There you go.
All right, thanks again, Gary. This was
thanks for having me, man.
And there you have it. Isn't that your line?
Yes.
I cut you off.
You did.
Now you do it.
There you have it.
Yeah. You're going to sing today for us?
Let me think about it a little bit. You should tell them what we just did.
We just interviewed my good friend, Gary Fernandez.
He's never even seen you roll.
That equals friendship? Rolling does not equal friendship.
It for sure does.
But we did get to the bottom of why you and him are friends. It's because you and me are friends. It's the yin and the yang. Did I say yin? It's
one
yin.
One of the things about you that bothers me most is you don't want to think of new things. You just want to keep redoing old jokes.
That's what
stuff.
I do.
No, how about a new stuff? Like, we do new podcasts every week, because if we did the same podcast every week, people would stop listening. So you need to do new jokes and be
funny. He is the north to your south.
Don't. Stupid. We are getting better, for sure, because people have given me feedback personally.
You got feedback again?
For sure I did.
Tell me about it.
I will not tell you who it was, but...
It was Jess, wasn't it?
It wasn't Jess. It was...
Tell me who it was.
It was Gary. He texted us, and he said that he listened to the latest episode, which was the Brian McLaughlin episode, and he said it was fantastic.
I think he even said it was one of our best ones yet, which hurt me a little bit, because it's the episode we talk the least.
You know what hurts me most is that I think our best episode is going to be on Gary's podcast, which comes out, I think, next week. Oh, we got new equipment coming on the way.
Yeah.
It's in the mail.
That's sponsored by Sweaty Eddie.
There you go. You can follow me at Sweaty Eddie on Instagram. Where can people find this podcast?
They could find it on all kinds of I've been on fire. I'm allowed to stumble from time to time.
Where can they find this podcast?
Somewhere on the internet, tothedeath.com. Oh,
to
wait.
Tothedeath.com?
Tothedeathpodcast.com.
This is the
you
most...
can also reach us on all of our social media at tothedeathpodcast.
We will be on TikTok.
At?
Tothedeathpodcast.
Congratulations. I can't wait for his to come out.
I know,
though.
We didn't get to hear his.
That's the best one. We should find out if we can share it so that that can be on our channel, too.
No.
I'm leaving. I don't want a link. I want it on our channel, too. It was some of our best stuff.
Was it? I don't even remember what it was like now.
I just, you know what? He was laughing so hard the whole time. It felt great to have a live audience or
a live
active
audience.
Participant.
What do you say? The guests we've had so far weren't active participants?
No, everyone has been active, but man, he had me riled up because he was rolling.
Well, yes, I very much enjoyed myself. What are we looking forward towards next week?
Did we even sum up this episode?
We summed it up. We talked to Gary. We had a great time.
You know what? We haven't talked about the episode at all. We're just talking nonsense this whole time.
What's the episode? Tell me what you want to say. Just spit it out.
Oh, my God.
Can we stop now?
Just stop whenever you want.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks
episode
for listening.
Episode 13.
Tothedeathpodcast.com.
No song? No, I wanted a song. Yeah. Sign us off, Ed.
I'd like to thank everybody for listening to our podcast.
That was wonderful.
All right. See you guys next week. This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 13.